Good morning, fantasy football, or whatever time you're listening. It doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into the Dynasty 401. I'm your host, Robert Imes, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. On today's episode, I'm going to recap Week 16. I'm pretty sure all your guys' playoffs are done, but I'm going to keep giving you guys your starters until the season is done because I'm not sure where you're at, but I want to make sure that you are prepared and ready to go. Once the playoffs and everything are done, I will be diming down a little bit on how many episodes I have coming out every week. Been having 5 to 4 episodes coming out every single week this whole season. Been grinding for you guys. I'm going to bring it down just a little bit. I'll be having 2 episodes probably every week. Give you guys some information on who to pick up, who to trade for. You guys know how it is. If this is going to be your first off season, welcome in. Be prepared to be ready to destroy all your enemies because I will help you win. Why did I do that? I don't know. I don't edit these. I'm just here to have fun, y'all. All right, let's get into it. We got the 49ers and the Tennessee Titans. Jimmy Garoppolo is hurt right now, so Trey Lance time. About time, man. I've been waiting for this dude all season. Although the 49ers haven't been doing bad, so I understand why. I guess, you know, he's not exactly out there yet, but Jimmy Garoppolo had a decent game, so did Tannehill. Called those guys out. Jeff Wilson, ba-bam, 18 points. Told y'all I would be worried about the Tennessee Titans running backs. The 49ers defense is good. I told you. Even though, yeah, they basically split up with a lot of people there. But Jeff Wilson looking good. Someday, Trey Sermon will be back. He'll be back. He's going to be back. He's going to be off the injury here sometime shortly. I've seen it. Yeah, he was not activated for Thursday's game against Tennessee. Honestly, we might not see him this whole season. Honestly, they might just want to get him going again, and we'll see him next season. But I still like Trey Sermon. I still like him. They went up. They moved up to draft him. Don't worry about it. He's honestly going to be one of those easy buys for us this season that we're going to be able to make a move for him real easy. I guarantee you we could probably send probably a second-round pick for him. Guarantee it. Debo Samuel, of course, my guy. Brandon Ayuk, looking good. A.J. Brown, finally back at it again. 11, 145, 1 TD. Let's go. Yeah, I told you I was not too interested with these other wide receivers. The only person I was going to be interested with, A.J. Brown, if he was in, and look at that. George Kittle, down game on this one. Man, only 2 catches, 21 yards. Sometimes they have that. But, yeah, he was limited in his game. Moving on, we got the Browns and the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, good game from him. Aaron Jones, good game. Nick Chubb, busting game right there, looking good. 34 points. Davante Adams, of course. Let's see, any big takeaways from this game? Let's do that. We'll go through the big takeaways. Looking. No. Rashad Higgins, I mean, he's got that connection with Baker Mayfield. But nothing crazy there. Moving on. We got my Colts and the Cardinals. What a great Christmas game. How about that? Way to go, Colts. Way to go. Very exciting to see that for sure. Carson Wentz, like it. Jonathan Taylor, like it. 27 carries. Let's go. Chase Edmonds, great call right there. Michael Pittman, looking good. I'm just excited for his continuous future. And not seeing anything major out of this one. No big plays there. We got the Lions in Atlanta. I'm just looking for anything that could be different here that you might want to jump on. Javonte Williams, my guy, 19 carries, 77 yards. Let's go. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I told y'all he was going to look very juicy. 9 catches, 91 yards, touchdown. Cordell Patterson, it's time to hang up the cleats, guys. He has not been popping off last few weeks like we've been wanting him to. Granted, last week, before against San Francisco, only had 7 points. 10 points, I mean, you can use that. He got the touchdown, but he was not really used in the receiving game at all, which is a bit surprising, or the running game, because, I mean, the Falcons were up. But it was a close game, so I can understand. I guess they didn't really want to do that. They did involve Kyle Pitts a lot, which was nice, and Hayden Hurst. They're going more towards their tight ends this game. But whoever's going to be running back for the Falcons next season, I'm for sure definitely interested. We got the Buccaneers and the Panthers. Tom Brady, not a big game from him. Only 8 completions, 232 yards and touchdown. Rojo looking nice. Keyshawn Vaughn looking nice. You know, hey, Keyshawn Vaughn, guys, if he's on your waiver wire and you're done with the season or you got some spaces, I would pick him up. Look into next season. Come on. Same thing with Rojo. Pick him up. Tony Brown having a big game, of course. 10 catches, 101 yards. not a big game here from Gronk. Very disappointing, actually. Only 1 catch, 23 yards. And he didn't even have an injury, so down on that one. Baltimore Ravens and the Bengals. Joe Burrow exploding. 37 completions, 525 yards, 4 touchdowns. Nice. Bad game for Johnson here. 1 interception, 2 fumbles. But other than that, 304 yards completed for 2 touchdowns. Not bad at all. Joe Mixon, of course, having a nice game. James Prochet. We have not seen him for quite a while. He's been getting used twice now. Week 4 and week 16. Interesting that every time he's been used, he's done a nice job. Just interesting to me. Maybe they brought him up because that's Johnson's guy. So, like, hey, use your number one guy. I'll help you out. Mark Andrews exploding. Explosion. 125 yards. You got the Chargers and the Texans. Davis Mills looking good, guys. Hey, played him in the Scott Fishbowl. What's up? 23 points. I like it. 2 touchdowns. Let's go. Justin Herbert, nice game here. Justin Jackson, woo-wee. 11 carries, 64 yards, 2 touchdowns, 8 catches, 98 yards. Told y'all to pick him up. Hope y'all did. Rex Burkhead, don't get it twisted. 22 carries, 149 yards. He is a good running back, but San Francisco, I would not think that he's going to be doing that again, okay? That's why I said don't get it twisted. Josh Palmer, ooh, man, I am interested in him for sure next season. He was one of my rookies I was interested in this offseason. I told y'all a setup was going to be nice, that it might take a little bit for him to get a chance here with the Chargers, which he hasn't really gotten a chance this whole season. He's been out there, and he's been producing, but, I mean, you know, like a, you know, Waddle kind of chance. But Josh Palmer, I like him. I like him a lot. Looking good there. 5 catches, 43 yards, and a touchdown. Not a lot of yardage, but hey, I just want to see him get used and, you know, have him be the one who's getting the majority of the targets in some games. That's a good sign. You want that, of course. Matthew Stafford and the Rams against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. Matthew Stafford, really down game. Holy cow, dude. What the heck is happening? 21 completions, 197 yards, touchdown, 3 interceptions, and a fumble. Woo! Sonny Michel, good thing I told y'all to pick him up. 27 carries, 131 yards, and a touchdown. Oh, yeah. Alexander Mattison, this is why you have your backup when you got one of the big running backs who's going to get a bunch of carries. This is what you do. Alexander Mattison, nice. Justin Jefferson, of course. Cooper Kupp, of course. KJ Osborne was the one I did not see. Did not see that coming. I was thinking it was going to be Tyler Conklin, which Conklin did have a good game. 4 catches, 44 yards. Not bad at all. Van Jefferson, down game here. 1 catch, 6 yards. We got the Bills and the Patriots. Josh Allen, explosive game there. Devin Singletary, told you they were going to be using him. D. Damian Harris, of course, big game, 18 carries, 103 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Let's go. Isaiah McKenzie, 11 catches, 125 yards. Let's talk about it. We have not seen him get something like that all season. This is the first time he's gotten a bunch of targets. A lot of the other guys were being covered, so it looks like they had to go to, you know, the third guy out there. There was no Gabriel Davis. Gabriel Davis would have had the big game here. I'm just saying. So if you want to pick up Isaiah McKenzie, you can. But I wouldn't expect that to be something that, like, this game isn't going to be every game because Gabriel Davis wasn't there. Patriots try to get rid of all of Josh Allen's, you know, tools. Had to go down to, like, the third, fourth guy. And that's who got all the work. Jacksonville Jaguars and the Jets. Zach Wilson looking good here. 4 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. Michael Carter, of course, my guy. 16 carries, 118 yards. Come on. We're right now. Michael Carter's the man. We're all going to go get him and put him on our teams. Dari Gumbawale. James Robinson got hurt. That's what happened. Very sad for James Robinson. Not good. Hurt his Achilles. We all know there's Travis Etienne still. Let's not forget about him. Whoa. My stats went away. Hey there. But Etienne's going to be coming back. So, it's hard for Robinson there. But we all knew if we had James Robinson that it was going to be, you know, a one-year rental. That's all it kind of was going to be able to be. Wasn't going to be like, oh, hey, look, he gets everything this year. He's definitely going to be back next season. No, they drafted a guy. But, hey, here's the thing, though. Head coach is gone. Head coach is gone. So, this is definitely going to be an interesting offseason for the Jaguars. Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, not bad. 7 completions, 199 yards, 2 touchdowns. Did get the fumble, which is no good. Jordan Howard, 9 carries, 37 yards. Down game for him. Split it up work. Devontae Smith, nice game. Yeah, I didn't tell you guys to start really anybody else. Dallas Goedert, down game for him, though, here. 2 catches, only 28 yards. Not good. Not what we're expecting there, but sometimes those tight ends have those kind of games, unfortunately. Yet the Bears and the Seahawks. David Montgomery exploding. Told y'all to pick up Rashad Penny. 17 carries, 135 yards, and a touchdown. Let's go. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Lockett, man, down game here. Threw only 3 catches, 30 yards. Darnell Mooney, nice game here. Gerald Everett, this is where it was at. 4 catches, 68 yards, and a touchdown. David Montgomery, of course, nice game. 21 carries, 45 yards, and touchdown. 7 catches, 61 yards. We got the Steelers and the Chiefs. Man, Big Ben, you're done, bro. It's just over with. Patrick Mahomes, of course, nice game. CEH, considered week to week now. Derek Gore, I'd pick him up. He's not too shabby. We've seen him do some work this season. And every time he's touched the ball, he's been pretty productive. So I would pick him up. And see what happens there for sure. Especially if you have CEH. I would just do it. Just see what happens. Byron Pringle, 6 catches, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns. Good game from him. You know, we could see something to carry on. I mean, the Chiefs, they're looking for a third wide receiver. They are. It's possible we could see another good game here from Pringle next week. But I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket. Yet the Broncos and the Raiders, down game pretty much for everybody here. Josh Jacobs had a great game. Javonte Williams, my guy, 7 carries, only 12 yards and a touchdown. Saved by the touchdown. It was just a down game here for pretty much everybody, honestly, except for Foster Moreau. That was a good pickup right there. Hunter Renfrow, 3 catches, 40 yards and a touchdown. This is a big running game, Josh Jacobs. 27 carries, 129 yards. Moving on to the next game here. We got Washington and Dallas. Dallas is mollywhopping. Oh, just mollywhopping Washington. Just blah, blah. Oh, Prescott, nice game, of course. Elliott, Cooper, of course. Gibson, of course. Nothing really else that, is popping here. Don't worry about it. Last night's game, Miami Saints. Ian Book. Oh, no. No. He did not look good at all. No. Duke Johnson down game here. Jalen Waddle, my guy, of course. 10 catches, 92 yards and a touchdown. Come on. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Let's go. Excited about him next season. Told you all about the Saints defense. Or, not Saints. Dolphins defense. All right, guys. I'll get you guys your starters for week 17 here tomorrow. You guys have a good rest of your day. Have a great week. Like I said, I'll get you your starters part one. Here, once the season's done, be dropping down episodes. So probably 1, 2 week. But I will be making sure they're fully loaded. It's off season. Of course, I'm going to get the Fantasy Futurist Geek underscore Milk back on. I will get Goat Rush back on here. I will get Dirty Fozzie back on here. The gang will get back together. But everyone's, life is busy sometimes, But I hope you guys are having a great day. Shout out to the sponsor, MyVTrophy.com. Unstoppable domains. You might use my referral link, Dynasty 411. You guys already know what it is. Have a great day. Take it easy. See you later.